Defending a favorite holiday fruit. Cranberry products could be eliminated in school cafeterias under new federal legislation. The Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act seeks to crack down on added sugar as part of the nation's anti-obesity efforts. Cranberries are naturally low in sugar, but sugar needs to be added in order to make the fruit palatable.
Cranberries are a unique product. In the wild, in their natural state, they do not contain much sugar at all. And as a result, eating straight cranberries or cranberry juice generally isn't palatable to a consumer, so we do have to add some type of sweetener.
Tom Lochner, executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, says even with added sugar, many cranberry products have less total sugar than other acceptable fruit products like raisins, grapes, or apple juice. Lochner says the cranberry industry provides a variety of products, whether sweetened with other juices, artificial sweeteners, or refined sugar.
But at the end of the day, the body is going to digest or metabolize sugar, and it can't tell the difference between sugars that come from corn syrup or sugar cane or apple juice or grape juice or other juices. Those are all metabolized by the body in the same manner. So we think that the added sugar issue shouldn't preclude us from being incorporated into those programs for people to enjoy the health benefits of cranberries.
Cranberries contain significant amounts of antioxidants that may help protect against heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. The tart fruit helps to prevent urinary tract infections, reduce the risk of gum disease, and prevent ulcers. The issue was highlighted earlier this week when Congressman Tom Petri, a Fond du Lac Republican, questioned the potential ban. Lochner says the cranberry industry has been talking with members of Congress and the FDA. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.